In this bulletin, Victorian authorities maintain a cautious tone as infection numbers lower in the state. Northern Territory voters to cast their ballots as Election Day begins. And in the AFL, Carlton celebrates a 33-point win over the Gold Coast. With the latest SBS News, I'm Julia Carcassa. Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Professor Brett Sutton, says the level of new coronavirus cases in the state is meeting his expectations ahead of the end date for lockdown. Victoria recorded its lowest rise in new cases yesterday for the first time in 5.5 weeks. Under 200 COVID-19 infections were recorded, with a further 9 people dead. But Professor Sutton says while the latest infection numbers are encouraging, authorities are maintaining a cautious tone.
You know, it's great that we're there, but in terms of September 13th, it is a long way away, and it's not just the case numbers, it's not just the new case numbers. I'd love us to be below 50.
Residents of the Northern Territory will head to the polls today as official voting begins in the Territory election. Chief Minister Michael Gunner's Labor government will fight to retain power amid criticism from the country Liberal Party over its economic management. But there are concerns over the lack of Indigenous participation, with more than 16,000 Indigenous Territorians not enrolled to vote. Indigenous cultural advisor Naomi Wilfred says there is not enough support for Indigenous voters.
We got teenagers growing up and they don't know what voting is. Because we tell them you need to vote because you need your voice to be heard.
Russian doctors have granted permission for Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny to be transferred to a German hospital. The staunch critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin will be evacuated from a Siberian hospital after falling ill due to suspected poisoning. A German medical plane staffed by a team of experts in treating coma patients has been sent by Berlin-based non-profit Cinema for Peace Foundation. Toxicology expert Alistair Hay says sophisticated screening is necessary.
I think really it's in everybody's interests that the family's doctors be able to have access to him to make a judgment that is in the best interests of Mr. Navalny, to make a judgment that the family feel comfortable about and that they can accept.
US President Donald Trump has criticized his Democratic rivals, saying they will cause damage to the economy if elected this November. It comes after Joe Biden accepted the Democratic Party nomination for the White House on Thursday. Mr. Biden has vowed to heal a United States battered by a deadly pandemic and divided by 4 years of Mr. Trump's presidency.
Over the last week, the Democrats held the darkest and angriest and gloomiest convention in American history. They spent 4 straight days attacking America as racist and a horrible country that must be redeemed. It's time to reject the anger and the hate of the Democrat Party. We have the biggest election coming up of our lifetime.
Turning to sport in the AFL, Carlton has kept its finals hopes alive after a 33-point win over the Gold Coast in the opening game of the Indigenous round in Darwin. The Blues kept the Suns scoreless until midway into the second quarter, ending with a 7-18-60 to 4-3-27 win. Carlton now sit 9th, trailing 8th place Melbourne, only by percentage ahead of further matches this round. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, a late shower or 2 and 20 degrees. In Adelaide, shower or 2 and wind easing, 13. Melbourne, showers and windy, 12. Hobart, showers increasing and 9 degrees. In Canberra, a shower or 2 and 7. Wollongong, windy and partly cloudy, 14 degrees. In Sydney, much the same and 16. Newcastle, similar conditions and 16. Brisbane, windy and mostly sunny, 23. Cairns, sunny and 30. And in Darwin, also sunny and 33 degrees. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.